This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is a joy to have your company this morning. It's a Monday morning start of the whole new week. Hey, hey, hello, how lovely to have your company. It is a new week and I like new beginnings. I know time is a human concept, but sometimes we need that. We need to feel there's a reboot or a new beginning in our lives. And I would say certainly after this weekend, wow, what can I say? What a weekend that was. We have had a new moon, an equinox, an eclipse, Venus in Virgo, all sorts of stuff. If you're a Libra like me, oh boy, did you feel it. I've been speaking to two Librans today and they've just been saying, what was that? Especially if they're not into astrology. And one lady I was speaking to didn't. And I said, you know, I have just wanted to throttle somebody all weekend as a Libran. Is that Venus in Virgo, that the equinox just... And she said, oh, is that why I felt like that all weekend? And I said, uh-huh. That's absolutely it. So if you're a Libra and your scales swung wildly, because you know what we're like as Librans, the scales, we try to justify things and the scales dip and we say, but yeah, but what about so-and-so and you ought to be compassionate and what about this? And the scales rise a bit and we try to find our balance. And on a weekend like this one that's just gone, the scales just crashed on one side. I just... I was speaking to another Libran who was driving the same as I was, and I was just gripping the steering wheel, doing the whole Louise Hay thing of just venting my feelings. It's a good job. There was nobody driving at the side of me. So if you've had a weekend like that, take a look at where Libra is in your chart, because I can say that for Libra, oh boy, that was a week. I'm looking forward to Mark Husson being here at the top of the hour to tell us what is going on with this week. I feel so much more grounded now. So I have put in the Facebook chat room, you know, new moon, equinox, eclipse, let's ground today. So let us do that. And I do feel much more grounded. If you want to come and join us in the Facebook chat room, very, very easy. Look at 12radio.com, the website. Choose the option to chat in the menu on the left-hand side. If you're a Facebook person, well, just come on in. The water is lovely. I have to say, it's very seasonal. I know someone has put, I think it's Kat has put that you're loving the fall season, the autumn season in the States. It's my favorite time of year, but then it would be. I'm a Libra. I was born here. But also, I had the first fire of the season because it was a little bit chilly yesterday. And by the end of the day, there was blazing sunshine, as there is again today here in Cornwall. We are so glad to see it. Good old autumn. That's what I love about it. Never know what to expect. So I am going to be doing readings today in the Facebook chat room. If you want to come in, then please do. I pulled a card for you today. If you can't get in the chat room, because I know a shout out to lots of people. I know Erin can't get in there, but you do like a shout out as well. And maybe you're listening to this on the on-demand system. So we're all connected energetically. You know that. So the card I have, I love this card. It's an earth card. And I did say we were going to be grounded today. It's right at the top, short of being the king. What else could we want? It is the 10 of earth. It's an incredibly grounded card. It has to do with security. That can be financial security, but it's security in whatever way you need it, for yourself, for your family, for those around you. It's also ancestral, this card. It's the energies that flow back in time that connects us to our ancestors. It's a card of feeling security and peace and contentment in life. And if that means honoring family traditions, then there's that as well. Or passing on of knowledge. It can be all of those things. I also wanted to mention, while I was waiting to come on air, I was taking a look on the front page of 12Listen. Of course, I'm an advisor on 12Listen, as well as being your host on 12Radio. And I can see lots of my colleagues are there already, up and working already. Good morning to Jay and Jamie and Oliver and Kat and Christina and Carolyn and Christine and Leslie. And who else is that? I can't read that. Oh, yeah, Erin. sorry, the light was shining on the page. And it reminded me to look down at the gratitude board. And I think we forget that the gratitude board is there gratis. It's free. And the announcers who are... Announcers? What am I saying? The advisors who are there do empower it. I'm looking at, it's Christina, Kat and Jay are pulled up. The system pulls up new advisors all the time. And there's this gratitude board running. And I was just sitting reading it while I was waiting to come on. And it reminded me what a wonderful resource it is. And if you look, it's worth having a look. There are some beautiful messages in there of hope. And makes you realise the challenges that other people have in their lives. We all walk together and it's really nice to walk alongside people and hold that energy with them. So if you've got something you want to empower, go and use the gratitude board. It is absolutely free. Post it as if it's already happened in the positive and see how you get on. And just know you've got so much power there being offered to you. You don't have to do it alone. I have to say that this week, probably because I was having a bit of a challenging weekend, I have had white feathers presented to me at every opportunity. And okay, I live by the sea and there's lots of seabirds, but they have turned up in the most apposite times when I've been thinking about something and I look down and there's another white feather. There was a huge one this morning on the beach. And it's just reminding me that when I'm in a bit of a fash over something, which I was at the weekend, I am never alone. It reminds me to step back and look at it perhaps from my higher self and think this too shall pass. It's real first world stuff. It really is. And we get so wound up in stuff sometimes. And it's never going to release when you get wound up about it. So I just thought I would share that as well. I was also given a lovely message this morning when I went for my walk on the beach and I had a coffee. I was just paying off my bar bill from yesterday and having a coffee on the beach. And I have a new spiritual phrase now. I'm going to call it, we should be more dachshund. And by dachshund, I mean those little brown sausage dogs. Because I was sitting there having my coffee, looking at this beautiful blue ocean, reflecting on the waves and that every wave in every moment is such a unique opportunity. That wave, those molecules of water will never ever be the same again. That moment of the cresting of the wave is unique and then it's gone and a new opportunity. It's the flow of life. And then somebody walked onto the beach with four little dachshund dogs on a lead and they walked down to the waters and they let the little dachshunds off. And then there was a second person who was obviously with that family, but had perhaps lingered to do the car park or something, walked onto the beach. And these little dachshunds went bouncing along the beach in absolute joy. And their little ears were flapping and the lady held open her arms to greet them. And they went bouncing up in such a moment of joy. And there was nothing else for those dachshunds apart from, there's our human and it's sunny, we're on the beach. And I thought, you know what? We all need to be a little more dachshund. We need to have more of those moments when we just cut the crap and have more simplicity and tune in to those moments of joy. And they, even on a really bad day, they can be there if you look for them. Just look for something in nature or look at someone smiling at someone else or somebody holding someone's hand or holding the door open for somebody. Basically, human nature is good, and the media just presents us with so much negativity. You know this. We've spoken about this before. We need to be more dachshund. So that's my new spiritual phrase. I'm going to be more dachshund with my energy. And remember that little dog bouncing along on the beach, its little ears flying and being so joyful. So just think, if you're having a bad moment, just think dachshund today. Okay, I am going to go into the Facebook chat room now because I can see the show getting away from me. Let me just refresh it because I know more people have come in and sort myself out and say good morning to people. So bear with me while I turn everything the right way up. There we go. So I can see looking at the top that Maureen Whitevarner's in the room. So is Gwyn Martin, Renee Andrews and Laura Kasdan-Fulton. And then as I go down the comments, good morning to Kat Garner, who loves fall in the States and would like a reading. Oh, I'm with you with the fall, with the autumn. I just love it. Good morning To Laura, who's put beautiful autumn leaves, you would like a message as well. I'll go and do that. Good morning to Renee, a lovely maple leaf. Everybody's in the autumn mood, in the fall mood. I love it. Good morning to Jean McIntosh, who's also liking the leaves turning and the Canadian geese all over your lake in upstate New York. Oh, I love that image. Good morning to Jennifer Hart, who's my buddy from down the road here in Cornwall. It's Jennifer's birthday today, so happy birthday or Earth Day to you, Jennifer. I'll do your reading. Good morning to Gwen Martin as well. We are gathering light for 2 weeks. Jennifer's saying, I'm just a Virgo, so a summer-loving person. Well, it's sunny today. It's okay. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Time's flying today. I can fit a message in for you. And good morning to Joni and to Maureen. Okay, let me go up to the top of this and sort out some cards for people as well. I have to say, I'm also very much looking forward to hearing Mark Husson's show after this one, because he said he's going to make sense of the energies. Oh boy, do I need that after the weekend. So Kat Garner, let's have a look. A card for you, please. I'm using my Angel Wisdom deck. I've cleared the decks. So there we go. The cards come out. You have got... ooh, like this. It's a beautiful water card. Water is cups in standard tarot. It's the Two of Water. It's even got a little Cupid and a new moon on it. This is about falling in love. And the two people in it are falling in love with each other, but also they're falling in love with life. It can be a card about forgiveness, being able to release challenges. It's a card saying don't give up on people you love if they're having challenges. Try and see the person rather than the action. But above all else, it's have a dachshund moment. Fall in love with life. So I hope that will be helpful to you, Kat. Looking down to Laura and her lovely autumn leaves, you would like a message as well. Clear the deck and ask what Laura should know today amongst these lovely autumn leaves and this autumnal sunshine. What would be useful for Laura to know this week? There we go, the cards come out. So you've got a swords card, which is about our thoughts, and you've got the ace, which in my deck is a little boy. He's got lovely butterflies with him, blue butterflies, which is new beginnings, and it's set in a snowy scene, and he's actually pulling the sword Excalibur out of the stone. He's a very empowered boy, and this is because this card means that you are empowered. It can mean brilliant ideas or flashes of insight, or it means that you can use your mind to see around an obstacle, to see a new way of doing it. It's a card about mental innovation and being able to communicate that. So I hope that will be helpful to you, Laura. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. I say, I love your image of the Canadian geese all over the upstate New York lake. A card from Spirit is in order. Of course, Jean. Let me ask what Jean needs to know for her highest good. There we go. Came out very quickly. You have a very grounded earth card. You have a knight of earth. This knight is standing in a ploughed field with his horse, and he has plans unfurled on a table, but the plans, there's no writing on, because this is about getting down to work. In the background, the field is ploughed and ready for seeds, but he hasn't decided what seeds to plant. So this is someone who's thinking carefully about the change of season, about what it is that you want to do in this last quarter of the year. So I'm hoping that will be helpful to give you some inspiration. Jennifer Hart, good morning. Back from your walk, which I'm sure was lovely because it's glorious. Happy birthday or happy Earth Day to you. Agorissimi in Italian, because I've been learning Italian and I just fancied sounding flash. So a card for you, Jennifer. What is your card of the day for your Earth Day? And this is also for you wherever you are, if you've got a birthday today, but particularly for Jennifer. So what card do you get for your day? There we go. Okay, you'll like this, and I think it'll make sense to you, because you have a water card and also a fire card. Now, the fire card is the card about stress, but the water card says that emotionally everything is shifting, it's moving forward. And I've also got it with a card of air, which is the six of air. It's about mentally moving forward and emotionally moving forward. Everything is shifting. So don't let the stress of what has been going on get to you. Leave the stress behind and just trust that mentally and emotionally things are really starting to shift, even if you can't physically see it. That's what's going on underneath. So trust the process and happy birthday. Gwyn, you're gathering light at least for 2 weeks. Tara Elizabeth, time flying. Can I fit in a message? Of course I can. Let me just do that for you. So a message for Tara Elizabeth Halawati. I hope I'm said you're surname right. I'm never quite sure about that. So a card for Tara Elizabeth, please. Let's have a look. What is it we need to know for your highest good? Just tuning in. I need to clear the deck again. Okay, sometimes you just need to re-clear the deck. Oh, there we go, and get the card. Again, a lovely earth card. This time it's the eight. This is the card that follows on from that knight who was planning, thinking, what am I going to sow in my field? This is the eight, and this is the person who's actually getting down to work, is starting to fashion. This is actually a lady who's got a lathe and is actually creating something on the lathe. She's getting to work. It can be a card that says learning about something, but it's also, or attention to detail, because she's looking at this work and it's very detailed work and she's really being very mindful of what she's doing. So that kind of energy surrounds you today, Tara. Hope that's helpful. Good morning to Joni. Also feeling the grounded space. Yes, thank goodness. I agree with you. Okay, let's clear the deck. What would you like for a card? Any deck you're working with. It is the Wisdom deck, my Angel Wisdom deck. I love this deck. It just runs for me beautifully. And as I say that, out come the cards. Two beautiful water cards. You have a page of water. Now, the page of water is someone who's feeling very intuitive, very sensitive. And after the weekend we've just had, that may well be you. But it comes with a lovely seven of water. And this is about making a choice. It's got a new moon on the card, and we've just had a new moon. And it's got cups with all the colours of the chakras, the seven chakras on. And it's saying, if I were doing this as an in-person reading, I would say to my client, which chakra colour are you drawn to? But I would say to you, this is about making a choice based on how you feel. So I would ask you to do a meditation and just go into a meditative space and be very mindful of your body, of your chakras in your body. Which one is speaking to you? Listen to that information. Hope that is helpful. Good morning to Maureen White Varna. Wow, what a month. Absolutely, another Libra. You would like a message for the week, of course. Thank you for the... Also, you put a lovely autumnal leaf underneath. I love autumn. Just love it. I love the scent of it, the look of it. Okay, Maureen, you'll like this actually for a Libra. You have the Renewal card. It's a major arcana card. It comes with Archangel Jeremiel, which is quite often for justice. This is one of the final cards, major arcana cards, in our journey. Quite often it used to be called the Judgment card. It's about reviewing the past with compassion and then letting it go, because when you do that, you open a new direction. It also means you're about, when you do that, you get incredible clarity. So if you've got stuff going on and you need to review it and let it go, look back on the year you've had, what you've sown, what you've harvested. What do you want to keep? And what do you want to let go? And allow that space that you create to give you clarity. Good morning to Lynn Petluck. You would like a message today. How am I doing for time? I'm okay. Okay. Message for Lynn, please. You, wow, that flew out of the deck, Lynn. Beautiful Major Arcana card. The Empress. She's sitting there cuddling a little unicorn, a baby unicorn in my deck. She has a shield with Venus on it. She has a trumpet, because this comes with Archangel Gabriel, who heralds birth and new beginnings. It's possibly a time to take action if you know what you want to give birth to. If not, come into a meditative space and see what comes to you. It's about creativity. It's about abundance and prosperity. It's about heralding a new beginning in this space. And we've had the new moon, we've had the equinox. It's all that fresh energy. Looking down, you're very welcome, Laura, for the message. Jennifer said, which water card was it? Oh God, now you've caught me. Six of air, for sure, was moving forward. I'm now going to have to go back and it'll come to me in a second, Jennifer. I'll go back and think which water card it was. Oh, it's the knight of water. Got it. Which is, it's, the knight is racing forward on that card and he's holding a cup and the water is spilling from the cup and there's a waterfall pouring behind him. It's about hugely emotionally moving on. Hope that's helpful. Tara loves the Eight of Earth, sits well with you. And Maureen, I can see more comments coming in the room and I'm almost running out of time, so I had better hurry up and refresh this page. If you did want to hear something again and you missed it, of course I will get the show onto the on-demand system as fast as I possibly can when this show ends. So let me just take a look and make sure that if I go down the end of the messages that I have done readings for everybody who wanted them. I will try and get over on one to listen after the show if you want a one-on-one with me. Jolly good. I think I have done readings for everybody. It looks like I have. That is very good news indeed. So what have we got coming on the way? Well, don't forget, of course, Mark Husson is on the way with all his insight on the astrology of this week. Boy, am I waiting to hear that. Kat is here with her show at 9. Laurie the Love Sherpa is here at 10. Serena is here at 11. And then it's Fresh 55 at noon. It's a packed morning on Mondays on 1-2 Radio. So as I said, don't forget to take a look and use the gratitude board in this, especially if I've given you readings today that said you had new beginnings or to create a creative space. Go and use the front page of 1-2 Listen and post it up there as if it's already happened and let 50 psychic advisors empower you. Why would you not want to? You can also take a look at your horoscope if you're there as well. I'm getting a heads up that I'd better hurry up and write my October starscopes because it's now the 22nd of September. And frankly, I ought to get on with it. So there we go. I am coming up towards the end of the show. It has been a pleasure to have your company. I will be back here at the same time next week when it'll almost be October. Oh, it's my favourite month because that's when I was born and we will be in the land of Libra. So if you're a Libran, happy birthday. And to the Virgos who are on the end of Virgo, happy birthdays to you too. Okay, that is it. Let me have a look. I am almost out of time. As I said, thank you for your company. I always appreciate you. This show will go to On Demand as fast as I can make it. Stay with 1-2 Radio for Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. And I will be back here on 1-2 Radio at the same time next Monday. Have yourself a beautiful, empowered week. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.